Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, reheating pizza, and Dick hits water. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chip.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits,
all the old podcasts, and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah,
you just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Here at the Bob and Tom Audio Institute, we catalog key pieces of audio for archival and historical purposes. We continually research and examine significant pieces of audio to ensure their accuracy and validity. Today, we look at the first ever recording by Thomas Edison, where in 1877 he successfully recorded the following on a primitive wax cylinder.
A little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
The distinguished staff here at the Bob and Tom Audio Institute noticed the labeling method used by Mr. Thomas Edison. This famous piece of audio was labeled 05TE for Thomas Edison, 02. Knowing this format is the industry standard to this day, we here at the Institute theorize there must be a 05TE01. After years of research and investigation, we have uncovered the following audio cylinder. This is the very first ever recording by Mr. Thomas Edison.
Okay.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph.
Here we go. What's up?
This has been a Bob and Tom Audio Institute exclusive. Thank you for joining us.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Probably saying to yourself, how come you guys never do the Ace Cosby joke of the day early in the show?
Well,
we like to do it. We're going to do it right now because, once again, for those of you that ordinarily miss it, this is the op-ed page of contemporary culture with Ace Cosby.
That joke's educational.
Of course.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You know, people love to dance. Josh is a big dancer.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of dancing can you do by the kitchen sink?
Oh, what kind of dancing can you do by the kitchen sink?
Tap dancing.
Oh, took me a minute.
I thought you said kitten sink. Well,
you
did.
You know,
that's why we corrected it.
Don't forget Ace's birthday's in a couple of days.
I've already forgotten. Would you please remind me?
You gotta get him a cake.
We have to get him a cake.
Oh, yeah, what kind of cake you like?
And a steak.
Cake and a steak.
He wants. He wanted a Chantilly cake. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Chantilly cake.
That was the one that Amy, the cake lady, said was the most difficult cake she'd ever made.
Yeah, it's my favorite cake.
I called her the day you told me that, and she goes, oh, I was listening.
It's so delish.
She started on it that day.
Yeah, and
she did text me, so I think she knows.
Yeah, she does know. I forgot. Yeah. Okay, so now does it have to be shaped like a steak, or do you actually want a steak?
That's part of a joke, Tom. You know,
again, it's often difficult to distinguish your jokes between editorials in the New York Times.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. Ace Cosby will turn 82 years old.
Oh, that's it.
He looks good. Hey, doesn't he look great?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Smooth skin.
Oh, there's something out there about not cracking.
Oh, no, we're not going to go that route.
Cocoa butter. Cocoa butter.
We've got a home cooking tip.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
From, let's see, this is from Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Apparently, you can reheat pizza by turning your toaster on its side and putting the slices in the slot.
No, wait a minute.
All right. That makes total
That's
sense.
Pretty...
This man is a genius.
Wow. He's doing things with food that we only dreamed of.
I just have a quick question. Is the term fire hazard?
What happens if the cheese,
wouldn't the cheese melt and get in the bottom and catch on fire?
It's going to get on the side. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's going to hit the heating element.
Ace is our frozen pizza expert. Ace, what do you think of this?
A quick warm, maybe, but I wouldn't leave it in there very long.
Because
the cheese would drip down.
And, yeah, I would think maybe. Isn't the microwave the best?
Well, that makes the bread.
No.
The toaster oven would be the
microwave
best.
Microwave is
now,
awful.
I do have a pizza reheater thing that's for the microwave, and boy, it really keeps the crust crisp.
Hang on a second. So you went and purchased
it was a gift.
A special tool.
Oh, just let him live his life.
Reheater?
Yes, it's the shape of a pizza slice, and you put a little water and a little
It's not that you're mean. It's just that you take such joy in being
a bully.
That's why I allow it.
Oh, isn't that what?
I go, look at
him.
So look at what fun he's having.
You're doing me a favor.
Yeah. People are like, how are you not throwing things?
You know,
look at how much fun he's having.
I've run into this, the garlic bread people. They have a four cheese garlic bread now or something. Oh. You put that in the toaster to heat it up every night. That's what I do. And the cheese gets on the wires, and you have to put up with that for a couple of days.
You scrape them off with a fork.
Don't you have a toaster oven? Oven's the way to go.
Yeah.
Gave me the Pizzazz Plus. That works great.
Right, but this is for reheating the pizza. No, but you're right. You could do that on reheating.
Oh, I do that.
Do you use this thing?
Yeah, it's great.
I use my Pizzazz.
So it's one piece at a time.
Yeah, it's like the Johnny Cash song.
One pizza at a time.
No, that's just for reheating.
I'm saying so.
But yes,
it's triangular. You put the pizza in there with a little water and it sort of steams.
And then where do you put it? Do you put it in the oven?
No, in the microwave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it stays crunchy?
Oh, yeah.
How long do you zap it?
Oh, 45 seconds.
So now what do you do during the zapping?
I eat a cold piece of pizza.
That's exactly what he wanted you to say.
Yep. I did that yesterday. I did that, I swear. I ripped the crust off, I put the crust in, and then I ate it while it warmed up. Josh, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
I am in the minority. I do not like reheated pizza. I do not. I hate cold pizza.
What?
Oh, so you're just no leftover pizza for you at all. Okay.
My brother does it away. He gets the pan very hot, and then he puts it the bread side down, and then it melts the cheese perfectly, but I tried to do it, and I burnt the bread part of the pizza. It didn't work for me.
Huh.
Now, what about what's the thing you guys all have, the air fryer? Will that do it?
I've never tried air frying a piece of pizza.
You could put it on.
Air fry.
It has a reheat feature on it.
So. Okay. It does?
These are all good ideas. I'm sure there's some chefs listening that can help us out with all of these exciting things.
I need to look at that air fryer. I gave mine away. Did I give it to you, Josh? Who did I give it to?
I've been doing chicken thighs in it, and it's really good.
Really?
You can put anything in the air fryer, 3 minutes at 350, and it's delicious.
Gosh, I tried it once, and it was terrible, and
maybe
I just gave it away.
Five minutes.
Well, I'm sorry. We're once again talking food, and I'm getting really hungry. So we have a phone call is what we have there.
Yeah. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Russell Sprouts, and this is some other news. Well, today's show is brought to you by the real estate offices of John C. Holmes. Remember, folks, when it's time to get into your new home, think big and go deep with John C. Holmes.
Okay.
And now the news. The Girl Scouts are adding a new cookie to their lineup of famous cookies. Mm. It's called the Toastier. It's a French toast-themed cookie featuring a top layer of frosting with a maple syrup-like flavor.
Mm.
The newest cookie flavor will join several popular varieties, including Thin Mints, Samoas, Tagalongs, and Do-Si-Dos.
Oh.
The Toastier cookie beat out several other new cookie recipes.
Oh, no.
But here's a list of some of the cookies that didn't make it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gin mint vapor rub. Laced with Gilby's gin and featuring all the kick of a martini with a soothing, chest-clearing, mentholated aroma.
All right.
Another cookie that you won't see, non-binary gingerbread people. A gingerbread classic, but designed to be inoffensive to even the most politically correct of
they,
lovers.
They are delicious.
Thank you. And also not making it for the 2021 Girl Scout cookie campaign, double-stuffed oyster rose.
Wow.
Promising a sweet frosting taste melded with magic love power and briny flavor of slurpy raw oysters.
Slurpy.
Another cookie not going into production. Chocolate skid marks.
Oh.
Made with Metamucil and X-Lax chips.
Come on.
This cookie got the axe from the legal department. Another reject. Bessie's triple butter cookie. Two butters there.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Triple butter cookie. Yours truly, and most fatties were looking forward to seeing what an entire stick of butter in each cookie tasted like, and just as excited to try the accompanying drawn butter dipping sauce. Finally, the last Girl Scout cookie that you won't be seeing next year, the tuna macaroon.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Also known as Gwyneth Paltrow's snickerdoodle. Well, this is Dickie Sweater sitting in for Russell Sprouts, and this has been some other news.
Hey.
Sorry. Russell Sprouts. Apparently.
I like the tuna macaroon. That sounds like a real tuna macaroon.
Yeah. Really? You
toast,
need that?
Toast, yay.
Yikes.
From the Girl Scouts coming up on
and that's sports.
Next season. Oh, that's
what?
Sports. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the sports theme here. There we go.
Wherever you go, whatever you do.
Enthusiasm over that.
What the hell's wrong with you today?
Be a good sport, Christy!
Ah, yes. Well, a home security footage is out there. It has captured a man being awakened from his poolside nap by a bear. Matt Betty was napping outside his home in Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Betty. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Matt Betty. Bam-a-lam.
Matt Betty. Is it Matt?
At a pool. Bam-a-lam. He ain't no fool.
When the black bear wandered into his backyard. Okay. His Ring camera caught the bear checking out the pool.
Oh, black bear. Bam-a-lam. Oh, black bear.
Before slowly walking up to Mr. Betty sleeping in his chair, he sniffs and paws at Betty's feet, waking him up.
Oh. Whoa, brown chair. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, brown chair. Bam-a-lam. I pooped on my chair. Bam-a-lam. When I felt the bear. Bam-a-lam.
It happened over there. Bam-a-lam.
Startled by Betty sitting up in his chair, the bear takes off running. Mr. Betty's wife, Dawn, told WBZ-TV.
We're on your side.
Quote, Matt just ate gum and knew he had a chair and stool there to protect him if needed.
I said, what?
I bet he had a stool there.
I know that bears crap right? in the woods. There's a man crap in his pool chair.
Yeah, apparently.
I've watched this video.
So have I. It's amazing.
It's this big bear.
Yeah.
This guy's just chilling away, sleeping. My first call, the fence company.
Yeah.
We're getting more and more of these things. What's going on?
Well, bears were in their land, you know, that they were here first.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I mean, the bear, he wanders in, goes over to the pool, sniffs around, puts his paw in to see if it's warm enough to take a dip.
We have audio of the bear wandering in. Let me hit that.
Ready?
Okay.
Do-de-do-de-do.
Hey, I wonder what this is.
Oh, look, it's a man sleeping.
This little piggy went to the market.
Yes.
When he woke up, did he...
He did.
Did he look startled, or did he keep his cool?
He jumps out of the chair, but he does it kind of hesitantly. I guess is the word.
Well, I think with black bears, you're supposed to make a racket and.
The bear runs off pretty quickly.
You're supposed to show aggression.
Again, my theory on this is always the same, which is, what if the bear got confused?
Yeah,
didn't get the memo
right
on what he's supposed to do.
Right.
And then he remembers he's a bear with these giant teeth.
Or if you were in the situation, how would you know? Is it brown, grizzly, black? What am I supposed to do?
It's black, like fight back, brown, lay down, white, good night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then grizzly, kiss your ass goodbye?
No, brown is lay down.
Well, the bear probably
is
the bear probably just said hello, but in bear it's...
Yeah, they can't help it.
They don't know. Hey, how you doing? Sounds like... Nice pool you got here.
Josh, the person that has the presence of mind to see a bear and then go through those rhymes.
I know.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Oh, they're better than I am.
Same
Me
here.
Too.
I am pooping and running, by the way.
I've already forgotten what the rhyme is. What is it again?
I think, I'm not sure. I think it's black, fight back. So, like, make noise.
Right.
And then brown, lay down.
Play dead.
Who's
and
doing
white,
that?
White, good night, because you're dead.
Yeah.
White, if a polar bear sees you, you're
dead. They don't care.
White, give up.
You're dead.
Okay. Or you're in an episode of Lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they ever explain the polar bear?
Yeah, there was a zoo on the island.
Oh, that's where I was lost.
Remember there was a weekly recap show?
They had some animals on the island doing studies or keeping them there.
If you guys want to talk Lost, we could do this all morning, you guys. 4-8-15-16-23-42.
There it is.
Okay, here we go. We're talking reheating pizza here again. Yep. Reheat pizza, air fryer.
Go, Daddy.
This is from Kent. He said, call me after the show. I'll tell you how to do it.
All right, Kent, we'll be sure and call you.
This guy says, pizza rolls, best in the air fryer.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I bet.
Have you done that, Ace?
Are people sending us emails to tell us to call them after the show?
Yep. Yeah.
Do we do that?
I'll sure. do it.
I don't. Do you?
I'm calling a guy right now. I got his phone number.
I don't do. You're insane.
This guy's serious.
Call him right now.
This guy's
you're
a serious
asking for
guy.
Trouble.
Hey, this guy. I'm going to believe him. He works for an aerospace company. So this guy has something none of us have in this room: a brain and discipline.
Well, I'll call him, Jake. I'm lonely. I'll call him.
Here's the next one. This is a really good win back for Tom. Porn is the genre. A porno is a piece of media, such as a magazine, film, etc.
Oh, well, so I've been right all the time.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Do you watch porn? Yes, I have a porno mag right here. Well, that kind of
thing. You're watching porno. It's a
you
piece
look
of
at
media.
No, he's saying you watch porn, but you have a porno DVD.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure I get the distinction, but I'll allow it.
I just said it. Porn is the genre. Porno is the piece of media.
You people think
so you're watching a piece of media.
Being funny by saying I'll allow it.
Yeah, yeah.
He definitely means
allow
it.
Let it go. Allow it.
All right. Yes.
We do have porno news coming up in just a few minutes. I'm trying to look. We've been just...
apparently we got Greg Warren's special's name wrong.
Oh, God. Did he send us a dating email?
Yeah, this is from a Weg Grorin. He's not fooling anyone. It's where the field corn grows, not where the cornfield grows.
Anyway. Josh, I got another one that says, you idiot. It's from WrestleGuy69 at Gmail. Who could that be? Oh, my God. So odd.
Wrestle Guys.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting every reheating pizza recipe known to man.
You know, sometimes I don't reheat the pizza. I just put the garlic dipping butter sauce in the microwave for 10 seconds, and that's hot enough to keep... I'm fat.
Haven't I seen a guy do it with an iron? Heats it up on an iron, a piece of pizza, because it's kind of that triangular.
There's an old story about a comedian that would do that.
Yeah.
And Mr. Mom, he did it with grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Being Christy, they're saying that the air fryer is the greatest tool in the kitchen of all time.
Yeah, I know. It's what everyone says.
Christy,
but
I'll give you yours back.
No, I'm going to buy a new one.
No, I haven't. I'll give it back to you.
I don't want it.
Do you know, I don't know if it's the same thing as...
I can buy a new one.
I want to put a big hawker in it before you give it back.
Are you not using it?
Oh, I'm using it.
Oh, well, then don't give it back. No.
I posted a Facebook status one time saying, hey, I'm thinking about getting an Instant Pot. Should I get an Instant Pot? And I have never had more comments, and people love the Instant Pot.
Insta Pot. Insta Pot.
Oh, like that's why you got all the comments. It's Insta, you dummy.
Come
on.
It's porno.
I am angry.
The porno pot.
Did you end up getting the Insta Pot?
Yeah, I have. I have an Instant Pot.
And have you used it?
No, I use it for shredded chicken. I love it. It's the best.
Okay.
Okay, well, so much for the cooking hunk on our show.
We're going to have
thanks for calling me
the air fryer people.
We're going to have breakfast.
You're welcome.
To it.
How big is this air fryer gizmo?
It's about the size of
A microwave.
No, not at all.
You remember a 12-inch TV?
Yeah,
it's about that. A little smaller than that.
All right. Well,
mine's a little smaller. Okay.
So what,
mine,
we'll,
I can
kind of like a tall crock pot.
What is the best way to reheat pizza?
There's an app on my phone. I stop and start it with that. I don't even have to touch the air fryer.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, then, but you're already putting the food in things. So you're standing right next to the device.
What? Yeah.
What are you doing?
What's going on?
I use my app.
Yeah, but I mean, you've had to walk up to this device, put piece of pizza in there. Now you got to go find your phone.
No, my phone. Whose phone is it?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.